Director General Graziano, dear Mr. Braulio Ferreira de Souza Daes, Chairperson of the Symposium, Honorable Député Le Foll, ancien ministre de l'Agriculture de la France, Ambassadeur François Pitot, Président de la Commission sur l'Agriculture, Cher DDG Maria Elena Semedo, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Let me start by thanking Director General Da Silva for inviting me to address you today. Our task over the next few days is quite considerable, but important to make a radical change in the way we approach agricultural production so that it is genuinely sustainable and resilient. Transforming food system to be sustainable means making changes that are at once economic, social, and also cultural. That requires a mix of investments, policy changes, and other interventions. Looking at these systems holistically, I do believe we need to promote, first of all, the supply side policies and measures for increasing access to healthy diets. Secondly, the demand side policies and measures to increase the access and empower consumers to choose healthy diets. Thirdly, measures to strengthen accountability, resilience, and equity within the whole food system. Multiple investment yields multiple benefits. Let's take an example of pulses. Cultivating pulses can help increase the crop diversity, improve the nutrition, fix the nitrogen in the soil, and improve the soil fertility, and increasing farm productivity while reducing the dependency on synthetic fertilizers. This is why IFAD supported project, we do take a holistic approach, backing investments with policy support, knowledge, and training activities. Because diversified production has to mesh with diversified diet and be accepted by nutrition and climate conscious consumers. Ladies and gentlemen, let us consider four pieces of data which at first may not seem that related. The first, I would like to recall a report issued about 2 weeks ago, I think, by the French National Center for Scientific Research and the Natural History Museum of Paris, which found a 33% decline in the number of birds in the French countryside over the past 15 years. Second is the fact that smallholder farms globally produce more than 50% of all food calories. Yet they occupy only about 30% of all agriculture land. Third, there has been a 75% loss of plant genetic diversity on farms in the past 100 years. And fourth and last is the 69% rise in wheat prices between June 7th and August 30 in 2010. And let us look at how these numbers connect to agroecology and the sustainable development goals, particularly SDG 1 and 2. The first report I mentioned attributed the decline in birds to changing farming practices. Researchers found that an increase in monoculture crops, particularly wheat and corn, had been accompanied by a greater use of pesticides and a reduction of habitats. Fewer insects meant less food for birds, and reduced habitat means no shelter for reproduction. This shows how current agricultural practices are incompatible with healthy and sustainable ecosystems. Lack of diversity in agriculture is not just about the loss of some birds. Lack of diversity is making our cropping systems more vulnerable to pests and diseases. It does reduce the soil fertility, and it has lowered resilience to climate effects at a time when climate change is increasingly affecting agriculture as we all know it. In the summer 2010, when the price of wheat skyrocketed, the grain-growing prairies of Russia were experiencing their highest temperature in 130 years. Yields were 30% lower than normal, and economic losses totaled more than $15 billion US dollars. The impact went obviously beyond Russia. Pakistan, for example, saw a 1.6% rise in the poverty as a result of higher wheat prices. This is a clear example of the vulnerability of large-scale monocrop agricultural and food system to climate shocks with national and international consequences. Smallholder farmers who grow most of the developing world foods are those most vulnerable to climate variability and change. They lack reliable access to irrigation, quality seeds, agricultural inputs, finance, and markets that could help them cope. And those who depend on rate-fed agricultural system are being particularly hard hit by the effect of the climate change. Under these circumstances and conditions, the resilience of smallholders is highly dependent on the diversification of source of income, the differentiation of their production of crops and livestock, and the access to seeds of adapted crops that can produce good and stable yields. Our discussion here are very important because we need to shift away from the monocrops and highly selective livestock production system that dominated the last century. A sustainable farming system for the 21st century must take an integrated and holistic approach to agriculture based on the principles of diversity, which is the essence of life. This is a paradigm shift that moves us away from viewing nature as a threat that needs to be contained, and instead enhances productivity in harmony with ecological processes so that our farm becomes sustainable, resilient, and productive. Agroecology is embedded in IFAD investment stream because of our focus on poverty alleviation and on building resilient rural communities, strengthening their ability to withstand shock starts with building the resilience of their agricultural system for ensuring their access to healthy diets and lifting them out of poverty. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 40 years, a major part of our cumulative investment in loan and grants have supported land management interventions. These include water use efficiency, diversified cropping, the biogas, and other practices that have provided us with broad experience in these matters. Most of you are familiar with our adaptation program, AZAP, which since 2012 has invested more than 300 million, thanks to most of you in this room, in 41 countries around the world. The experience gained from testing climate resilience agriculture models is influencing the entire investment program, showing the importance of integration. We are in a process of recalibrating our value chain approach in response to the rapid changes brought on by the climate change. We also recognize the need to address rural families' access to and consumption of nutritious food as they increase their income and engage in cash crop production, processing, and marketing. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, the world population is growing. Climate change is negatively affecting food production systems, and the time is now to transform our farming system. If we can shift our mindset away from individual crop or livestock production and toward an integrated farming system that is inclusive of smallholders, we will be able to create resilient farm that can sustainably meet the nutritional needs of the future and help end poverty and hunger. Thank you so much.